Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Santiago Rosario. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Fred Talbot. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosario scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a line drive towards first. McGraw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hansen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Howard reaches second base with a double. Voss goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive to left field. Stahl throws towards the plate. Brian fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brian. Howard scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing left field. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Voss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosario hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lindblad. Romano goes all the way around to score. Hansen moves to third. It's 6-0, White Sox. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Voss moves to third. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindblad fields it and throws to first for the out. Voss scores. Berry moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, White Sox. Ron Tompkins now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Tompkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tompkins strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 11 to nothing, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosario fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Voss hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tartabull moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Howard bunts towards the mound. Tompkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buford is hit by the pitch. Al Weiss pinch runs for Don Buford. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry scores. Weiss moves to second. It's 12-0, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosario hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Ron Tompkins. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The throw from Romano to pick off Hershberger, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Joyce now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ward strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hansen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brian fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-3 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stahl for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.